Viter in Oraisa, we are in Chagiga Daf Heyamad Beis, picking up on Heyamad Alpad Abamad Beis, second to last line, Zuck the Hilaga Gemara, Vachara Pibo Bayoma Huva, Zafti Vistati Panam Hem, is a Pasuk part of the Tochacha that Hashem says that my anger will flare up against them on him on that day, and I will forsake them and I'll conceal my face from them. Amara Vabar Lila Bartavyum Yamarav, Kol Sheinu Behester Panim, Enamahem, anyone who doesn't fall into the category of Hester Panim is not part of the Jewish people. Kol Sheinu Behaya Lechol, which is the next part of the Pasuk, which goes and says that the Avodah Zarah next to come and take all the money of the Yidden over there, and it was not in Vahaya Lechel, and he will be for consumption. Beep, turn the page. Ha'am and Beis, Enu Ma'am is not considered part of the Jewish people. Says Rashi, Mizera Enu Mizera Yisrael, Dechsivi, Starti Panay Mehem, Shetzoleg Mitzaris Habos, Alevin, and cry from the Tzaris coming to Ve'enu Nana Shaluyavo, and they're not going to be able to cry about this. Amar Lei Rabban and Lerava, Mar, so the Rabban said to Rava, Mar Lo Behester Panim, you say, Velo Behaya Lechel, you say, you don't fall into this category over here. Rashi says, because you know they basically leave you alone. They don't take your stuff, right? Amar Lehu, he says back to me, the Isu Kama Mishadran Mitsina Beshvor. How could you know how much money I'm sending Mitsina to be able to be pay taxes I'm paying to the Persians so they don't hurt me? They leave me alone. I feel Achi Yavabei Rabbanu. Even so, the Rabbanu put their eyes on him because they thought that he had all this money and he wasn't getting the smackdown like the pasuk is saying. Adahachi Shadu Dvei Shvor Malka. Shvor Malka came. His guards came. Ugravuhu and They stole from him. Rashi says Shaluluhu, they looted from him. Amar Haimu Tani said this is what it says in the Brisa. Amar Shimon Gamliel, Komakum Shasa Chomim Neim. Wherever the Chom put their eyes, Omisa Oni. Hi, there's going to be death. There's going to be poverty. Vanochi Asherasti Panayim Ma'ayomahu. And Hashem said, I'm going to certainly conceal my face on that day. Amar Rava, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Afal Pisha Starti Panayim. Even though I hide my face from them, Bachalom Adabra, I'm going to speak to them in a dream. Rashi says Bayomahu Kadiyek Bayom. He's with Daikas, he's doing Bayom during the day. He's going to come to him in the night, says, you should down for these things to become better. Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef says, Yadu Netuya Aleinu, his hand is outstretched in order to go and to protect us. Rashi says, Lahagin Alav, Shenamar Uvitzel Yadi Kisisicha, with a shadow of my hand, I have covered you. Rav Yoshua ben Chananya, Havakoy Be Kesar. Rav Shuna was by the Caesar's palace. Ach Velea Hu Apikorsa. There was Apikorus who was motioning to him. She says, She'enu ma'aminim l'divrei Rezal, he goes to Dukim. These they don't believe in the words of the Rabbanim Chacham, Rabbanim Zichronu Levracha. And so he motioned to them. He signaled Amada Adrinu Mari La Apimine. The Jews are a nation who's, Hashem's turned his face away from them, like he turned his face away. And Achvele, so he signed back to him. It was all going like with their signs. One turned his head to say that. And so what he said back was say, Simon, Ramaz Lo, Hixipanov. Right, so it says Yadu, so Achvele, he said back, Yadu Nutilena, his hand is outstretched over us. He stuck out his hand. Amalei Kesel Rabbi Yeshua, Kesel saw what was going on. He said to Rabbi Yeshua, "My Achvile, what did he signal to you?" So Amada Adrinu Mari Lapimine. He said, "Oh, the God has turned his face away from us." But I signaled back to him, Hashem's got his hand outstretched over us. Amalei Halahu Mina. So then he went and asked the men over there, "My Achvile," he said, "What is it? What did you signal to him?" Amada Adrinu Mari Lapimine. I said that the Hashem turned his face from you, from this nation. My Achvile, what did he say back? He says, I have no idea what he signaled back. Amru Gavra Dalo Yada my Machvile Bemachuk. What are you doing over here? You don't know what's happening over here. Yachvi Kami Malka, you're gonna be in front of the king? Rashi says Bemachuk means Berem is with hints. You're gonna go ahead, you're gonna do these type of things in front of the Melech, Abkuva, Katlu, they took him out, and they killed him. You don't go ahead and start behaving like that in front of the Melech. I don't care if you're doing it in a way they understand, but if not, it's just like weird gestures. When Yeshua B'chanan was dying, the Chacham said to him, my time alone with Api Carson. What do we mean with Api Carson? Because you were the one who used to deal with the Api Carson. You know how to answer them back. We know how to answer them back. What are we going to do to let you die? Let me say, don't worry about it, because of the Eitzim, Ibarim, Nisucha, Chachmasam, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, and that is that the counsel has been lost from the children, their wisdom has soured. Rashi says, with Pasuk Siv, Ha'ein O de Chacham, B'teiman, of the Eitzim, Mibanim, Yisrael, and that is Kevin of the Eitzim, Mibanim. Once we don't have the ways of going ahead, it's already lost. The Eitzim had to go into deal with things. We don't have the answer. And you know what to do? Nisucha, Chachmasam, Shal, Umas Olam, the Chachma of the nations of the world will cease to exist. It's going to sour. The Yibayi say, we learn from here, Vayomer Nisa, And Esav says, travel on and let us go. I will proceed alongside you. And that is that the Goyim will never want up us. The only thing that can be is beside us. Right? So as if we lose our ability to answer them, they're going to lose their ability to actually say something. And therefore, we don't have to worry about it. Rabbi Elah, Havasalik Medarga to be Rabbi Bar Shila. He was going up the steps of the house of Rabbi Bar Shila. Shamel Nukadava Kakar. He heard that there was a kid who was saying the following pasuk. It says, Kihine Yotzer Harim Uvore Ruach Magid Adama Secho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? He forms mountains, creates winds, and he also Magid Adam. He tells back to a person what his words are. Amar said, Evet Sherabu Magid Adama Secho Takani Yishlo. The master says back all of his, things that the servant said. What hope is there for him? My masecho. What does that mean? His words. Hamarav. What that means is that. Any conversation goes on between man and wife. Even those things, it's told to a person at a time when he's dying. Is that really so? You say these things, the discussion between husband and wife, as if this is like a bad thing. Rav Kahana, he once went under the bed of Rav, and we saw this Gemara way back in Brachos Samach Beis. Or maybe we didn't see it together, but okay, the Gemara is there in Samach Beis. Rav Kahana, he went under the bed of his rabbi. Vashami, he saw that he was talking with his wife. He was joking around, and then he was having tashmish. He said, "Dummy, pumi the Rav commanded lo tayim le tavshila." It sounds like the things you're saying here. It's like you haven't tasted something. Like you're starving. Rashi says, "Sharav lecho, call me mitayim le tashmish." Amalei says to him, "Kahana, Paul, get out of here. What are you doing in my room over here? Lav arichai is not the way to go and behave like this." But nonetheless, even Rav spoke with his wife before they had tashmish. Lo kasha. Kanda tzarech l'ritzuya. In the type of situation, you got to appease your wife beforehand. Hada lo tzarech l'ritzuya. And this says, never talk to me. You didn't have to ritzuya. And it's just silly talk. And that's going to be recounted. And that's going to be embarrassing. V'im lo tishma'ua b'mistarim tifka nafsi m'pnegev. Once again, Jeremiah. And if you don't listen to this, my spirit will cry. In the hidden chambers, because of your gaiva, because of gave your haughtiness. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Ina Inya Mishmei D'Rav. It sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his hidden place, and he cries. Makom Yesh Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mistarim Shmuel. What Hashem is his place? My Pnei Geva. I'm sorry. Not a question, a statement. Hashem is this place called Mistar Maiv. They gave. What does it mean because of your arrogance? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Bnei Gavos. And so you saw the arrogance of. The exaltedness of Bnei Yisrael. Shenitla mehem benitla levet gacham was taken away from them and given to the Goyim. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nechemini Amar Bnei Gavos and Shel Malchus Shemayim. It's because of the exaltedness of the kingdom of Shemayim that was removed. Hashem is crying with the fact that his glory is diminished when the Yidden are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. I said the Gemara Mika Bichia coming to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're crying about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amar Papa Ein Atzivus Tefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no sadness. Let's see if there's any sort of mourning or grief from Hashem. Shemar hod v'hod lefanav, alz bechadva b'mkomo. There's glory and majesty are before him, might and delay are in his place. Lokasha ha b'batei gavai. That's talking about Rashi says ika d'chsevim mstarim, but the gavai means the inner chambers, and there is ha b'batei b'barai. When you're talking about there's none, that's talking about the outer chambers. B'batei b'barai lo, there's no crying even in the outer chambers. Rashi says v'chol kriya mishma hashmas kolhi. Rashi says v'chol k'sevim, the pasuk says v'yikra Hashem tzavakos Hashem. I don't know how to say this. Okay, the pasuk says, I'm looking at the pasuk on the side. Vikar Hashem Elokim, Tzavakos Payom Ahu, Libchi, Lemispeid, Lokarch, Lachu, Asak. Right, it says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu called out on that day. They're talking about the day of the Chorban, Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, there's nothing over there. Right, that he called on that day for crying and eulogizing for karcha, like being bald and putting on sackcloth. And so we see over here, there must have been some sort of crying out. Shiny Chorban Beis HaMikdash. No, that's different. Of course, Beis HaMikdash, I feel Malchus Shalom, even the angels of peace cried out. Shenemar Hein Er Alam, Tzalku Chutzah Malchus Shalom, Mariv Kriyun. Behold, for their altar, they cried without the angels of peace, wept bitterly. And the pasuk continues about the crying, and I will surely weep, and my eyes will drip with tears, for the flock of Hashem is taken into captivity. Why do you have these three different cryings that's going on? It says, Vidamoa, Tidma, and then Dima. What's happening? Three tiers. Achas Mikdash Rishon. One's talking about the Bayis Rishon, the first place of Mikdash. Ve'achas Mikdash Sheni, the second place of Mikdash. Ve'achas Yisrael Shagav Mekom. Another one's that they saw we're exiled. Ve'ikudam. Some say Achas al Bita Torah, and the fact that there was Bita Torah. Says the Gemara, Bishlam and Amar Yisrael Shagal. We say, in fact, that the third year is because Bnei Yisrael were in Galus. How do you say, Ki Nishba Eid Hashem? That's what it means when it says, in the Pasuk, for the flock of Hashem is taken into captivity. So clearly, it's talking about they went to Galus. El Amand Amar Al Bita Torah, My Ki Nishba Eid Hashem. What does it mean because they were taken into captivity? He said, the Gemara, Kevin Galus, Yisomim, Komim, El Chabat Torah Galim is out. Even they were moved from their place. There's no greater Bita Torah than that because on their way and having to travel, they were able to learn. Tadar Rabban and Shoshan Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bocha Le Mechayom, there are three there because Bocha cries to them every day. Someone could be learning and isn't learning. Someone's not able to, but he does. In other words, it's painful and hard for him. Hashem cries along with him. And that someone goes ahead and the leader of the Jew of the community who is arrogant towards the community. Rabbi Havanuk, it's safe for Kinus. Rabbi is holding Kinus. The Kakari Begavin is reading. When he got to the following pasuk in the second barak, Hishlich Mishalayim Eretz, and it says that he cast down from heaven to earth the glory of Bnei Yisrael. Nafal Min Yadid, the safer fell from his hands. Amar says me igra ram levira amikta, from a high roof to a deep pit. Rashi says kama gadol in a field zoo elcha gavor bor amok kishamayim laaretz. How deep and terrible it is. Rabbi v'Rabbi Chia v'shakli vazul be'archa. Once Rabbi v'Rabbi Chia, they were going along the way. They were traveling together. When they got to a certain town, they came to the people and they said, "You get from Rabbanan, Hacha Nizel v'Nakvil Alpe. Is there any sort of, you know, great scholar here, Torah, young Tyler, rabbinical scholar? Let's go be we'll visit him." Amri Ikus from Rabbanan, Hacha Amori Nemo. There is someone like that, and he's blind. Amrele Rabbi Chia, the Rabbi Chia says, "Rabbi Tivat, Rabbi, you know, you sit over here, Lotes Alzav Nisiosach. You know, you're a Nasi over here. Why should you go and visit someone's lower than you? Ezel and Avakav Alpe. I'm going to go and visit him. Takbe Avazal Vaday. He overcame him and he went with him." He went along with him. When they were leaving the blind person, Rashi says, when they were going to leave, Amalu, he says to them, the blind scholar said, "Atemik baltem panim anirim beinanurim. You came and you visited someone who's seen but is not able to see, meaning myself. Tiskul hakvil panim haroim beinanirim. You should be zochet. You should merit to pay your respects to the one who sees but is not seen." May Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei. So Rabbi says to him, "Iko hashta minata mehay birchasa. If I would have listened to what you told me, I says im lo basi im chav ayamanti lecha." If I would have listened to you, I wouldn't have been able to stop me from getting this bracha over here. Amalei, so they said to this blind person, they said, "Miman Shmielach, where did you hear Rasha Shakol Kach Gedola Kabbalah Spanim? In fact, we visited you such a big deal that you gave us this bracha. Mipirkei Rabbi Yaakov Shmielach, I heard it from the Shir from Rav Yaakov. Trev Yaakov Yish Kvar Chita Yohav Makbil Ape the Rabbi Koyoma. Yaakov would go to, he lived in a place called Kvar Chita, and you go visit his Rebbe every day. Kikosh, when he became older, Rashi says because of his skin, Rabbi Yaakov, became older, Amalei lo nistar mar. His teacher said to him, "You know, it's okay, don't pain yourself to come to lo yachamar. You're not able to do it." Amalei, so he says back to him, "I don't understand. Mizutur Maitach Sibu Rabbanan. Is it small to you that which it says with the about the Rabbanan? Vihi. Vihi od lanetzach lo yira. And he will pay, he will then live for eternity and never see the pit, for he sees wise men die." Says the Pasuk, right? Someone who sees the great tzaddikim in their death, they're going to live. Right? It's like, then the v'chayei and alchus kam v'kam, you see them during the lifetime, how much more so? So, of course, I'm going to come see Rav Idi Avua, the Rav Yaakov, Bar Idi, Havarogadav, Azit Lasa Yachi Barcha. He would go, he used to go out for like a 3-month journey. Rashi's Mahalik Shul Shechadashim, Hayim Beis Le Beis HaMedrash. He used to go to the Beis HaMedrash, V'nosem Beis Ha'achar Pesach, he would live for Pesach, V'lo Mid Yomech, he would learn one day, V'chozer Le Beis HaMedrash, V'lo Samech, Hesich Shabbat HaSukkos, he would come back, you know, to make his wife happy on the Chag of Sukkos, right? Because it's 6 months between two. It took him 3 months to get there, he learned for one day and came back to make his wife happy. He said one day over there, the Rabbanan used to call him Bar Beirav the Chad Yoma. Yeah, the rabbi, you know, the student for a one day student. The Chalosh Daiti, he was all insulted that this happened. They said this Kari Anafshei Schok L'Reo Eya, and he said about himself, but like an Eof, I'll be like one that's made as a joke for his friend. I'm like the clown. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, he says, "B'matusa minach." Rabbi says to him, "Listen, I beg of you." Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, to Rabbi Idi, he was all upset. He said, I beg you, lo sanish lo rabbanim. Don't punish these rabbanim, the ones that insulted you over here. Don't get over, don't just relax, leave it. Nafak Rabbi Yochanan libi mitzvah of a darsh. He went out and he came along to darshan to explain to him, now you go ahead, you don't talk to someone like that, how important your words are. We could say that the idea of just learning, how, I'm sorry, the importance of learning, how chashav it is even one day. Vahosi yom yom yidrishun v'das terechai yechpasun. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, right? And they seek me every day and they desire to know my way. So it's saying like, okay, it sounds like it's saying yom yom, it's only during the daytime. It's only during the day they're seeking out, but laila in darshan so, then I come looking for him at the nighttime. I'm going to tell you, call us a batara, feel yom echad b'shana, if someone goes in shtags, even one day of the year, ma'ala kosov ki lo'asa kol shana kula, we consider as if he did the entire year. V'chem v'mis for us also was something which is really bad. Josef, v'mis par yomim, asher tatem, as alar, it's a pasuk in parasha shalach, my brother, it's a parasha, like the number of the days that you spied out the land, yom ha'shana, yom ha'shana. They got punished for 40 years wandering the desert. They sinned for 40 years. It was only 40 days. I'm going to tell you, someone says a fair from one day of the year. It's like he did the entire year. So chashev, so important. All right, people, you know, so therefore don't be making fun of me. He's learning one day. It's an amazing thing. All right, people, you know what we do. It's time to review. Let's take a look back on Daf Hey, but we got to go back to Dalam Beis on bottom of page 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. First one in line. Have you also given my eye? Following Pasuk, you cried. This below Mishpat is someone who's going to die without being justified in any judgment. Amai says, me, can the person leave before their proper time in? Like the following to Barbara Rabbi. Have a Shriach Gabe Malchamavis and Malchamavis. You'd come and you used to tell him things they used to do. Amai Leila. Once time he said to a shliach, Zil Isli Miriam Migadla Sarah Nashai, go bring for me, or it's kill, it's one of Miriam who braids women's hair. Azil Isli Miriam Migadla Dardigan, he brought the wrong Miriam, the one that takes care of kids. And Amalei says, Machlam says, no, Miriam Migadla Sarah Nashai, Amalech, I said, bring the one who braids the hairs. Amalei says back to, oh, Yachi Adra, let me bring her back to life. Amalei says back to him, Hold by see so la have them in yana. No, once you already brought it to me, it's okay. Let's let it be part of those that are counted, those that are dead. But how are you able to go and do to go and kill her if she wasn't ready? No, because having a kita misari, but yada, she had this like stick that have a kashag sugar and she was sticking it into this oven. Beep turned the page. Hey, I'm an alf. She was sweeping out the oven. She put on her foot and cut from mazel. She burnt herself and she messed up her mazel. I see so the I see so I was able to go and take her in them. You're just doing that. Amalei says, wait a minute, look, see if he is from a lishpat. There's someone who's got it up and without any judgment. Amalei, vaksiv dor hodich vador ba. But there's a generation goes and a generation comes. Which means you have to finish a generation and you know a person has to live out their life. Amar dereina lehu ana. Don't worry, I take him with me. Ad the migl dor until the entire generation. It's finished. Then I give over to Duma, who's the Malach, who takes you know the bodies. Amalei, sof, Shanei Ma'avat. What did you do with all those years? Amalei says, Ika sober Rabbanan. Damav Rabbanilei, Masifta lehulei, Vahavi chilufei. If there's like this type of you know great scholar that's Mavir Midosef, then I add him to their. I give over those years to that person. Rabbi Yochanan went to Ikroki Bachin. We gave this final pasuk. He cried. But does he say the Balavalochinam? And you incited me against him to destroy him for no reason. It's talking about Eov Hashem. You know something. Mess with Hashem, so to speak, you know, to mess over Eov. Avet Shirabim, Mesisin Lelod, when he says, Takani Yeshlo, a slave was master, they incited him, is incited against the slave. Does he have any Takana? When he got this Paschal, he used to go, he used to cry, Him Gedoshas Loyamin, he cannot have any faith even in his holy ones. Him Gedoshas Loyamin, Baman Yamin, he can't believe in them, who's he going to believe in? Yomachad Avakal Zibarta, one day of Yochim is going on a journey, he's on a path, on a mission. Chaziel, who gavad, Avamat, Katane, he saw this person was taking fig. Shavakanach, Tomato, Vishakulach, Lamatu, he took the ones he was leaving. He was leaving the ones that were ripe and taking the ones that weren't ripe. Amalei, lava na honey ma'alin tvei. Is it aren't the ripe ones? Aren't they better? Amalei, honey la'orcha bein and lo. This is no. I need the ones for a journey. Honey nuts and honey nuts. The ones that are not ripe yet, they're going to be guarded. They're going to be able to survive. The ones that are ripe right now, they're not going to be able to use because they're going to you know spoil. Amalei says, wow. Honey l'siv hein b'gedosh of loyam. That's what it means when it says you can't have any faith even in his holy ones because when they're ripe, then maybe they're going to end up becoming something's going to end up happening to them. We got to take them when they're still ripe. Ain't is it really true? Alexander. There was a great person. There was a student that was living in the neighborhood of Alexander. And he died when he was young. So he said, if he really wanted to live the proper way, then he would have lived. But it's really true. He said, this is one of the Kedoshim people, and that's why he died young, because only the good die young. He says, no, this one, he rebelled against his teachers. He didn't stand up for them, as Rashi points out. So therefore, we can see he was not on the right path. I'll draw near to you for the judgment, and I'll be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, and against those who extort the wages of the workers. You see, it's unbelievable, those comparisons. A slave whose master is bringing him near to judge him and is swift to testify against him. We compared the kala, the light offenses like stealing, to the chamuras like being involved in Rashi says. Like people involved in adultery and kishuf, unbelievable. Amar Reish Lakish, kol amata dino shel ger, someone who goes in and perverts the judgment of a ger, kilo mata dino shel maila, it's like they pervert the judgment of Hashem. Shel amar mata ger, and those who pervert the judgment of the ger, matiks, if it's written as mati, it's perverting my judgment. Anyone who does something which is not okay and he has charata over it, he's forgiven immediately. And the pasuk says they do not fear me. It means if they do fear me, then they're going to be forgiven immediately. Unbelievable. Rabbi Yochanan came out to the crowd, but he came to follow the pasuk. He cried, "Kies kol maaseh alukim yavi b'mishpat al kol ne'alam." For every action a person does, God will bring into judgment, even something that are hidden. Evan Shrava Shogel Glosh Gagos Kizdonos. So he says, like a slave whose master wastes unintentional mistakes, like ones that are intentional. Yeshul Takana, the Takana Yeshul is even of Takana. Ma'al kol ne'alam, mean things that are hidden. Amarav zeh hori kekina b'fnei chaver v'numaspa. It's a type of affair as a shogi. You don't even know that you did it. You don't even know that you did something wrong. Someone who kills a lice in front of his friend discuss about it. You don't even realize it. Shmuel Amar, it says that Harak b'fnei chaver v'nimasi, he spits in front of his friend, the friend's disgusted. Mayim tovim ra, what does it mean when it says at the end of the pasuk whether for good or for bad? Does Hashem punish someone for doing something good? Amrei devei Rabbi Yanai, zeh hanos in tzakulani b'fereshi, someone gets tzedakah b'fereshi, ki yad Rabbi Yanai, chazil ahu gavad dekol yalev zuzalani b'fereshi, give him the things in public and he embarrassed them. Amrei, mutav lo yavtel, it's better not to give it to him, hasha de yavtel live a kasafta, now you give it to him and you ended up embarrassing him. So see, even good can be bad. Devei Rabbi Shila, maybe Tim says, "Zeh nosin saka leisha," but say so comes to a woman and say so in private, and people think there's like shady business going on. They call Ma'isila lechashada. Rav Arma zeh meshagel leisha basar shein mechutach bar b'shabasos. You send meat to your wife, it's not mechutach in a way that you know still fats on it and there's still stuff that have to remove the aser, and she doesn't realize. Vaha Rav meshagel, Rav used to go and send it to his wife. Shani basav chista, his wife was the daughter of chista. The kim le begave the bekiya, because he knew about her that she was expert, and therefore she's not going to fall to this problem. She'll know to remove all the stuff that's usher. The other one's not going to realize there are Shabbos things that are rushing and end up bringing someone usher. Rabbi Yochanan,
and it's going to come, many evils and distresses come upon him. Ever trouble man to Laros or Tsaros, Takana, a slave whose master brings upon him evils and distresses. Is there any Takana? My Rose for Tsaros, what does that mean? I'm Rav Rose and ask the Tsaros, it's bad things that would cause even worse things to them. It's like a wasp and then a scorpion getting bit by one, Khalila, and then getting hit by the other one as well. Shmuel Amar says, Hamamsi Lamos Laani, Bishasocho, this is talking about somebody who gives money to a poor person only when he's totally in need, when he's like in a crazy pressing state, and not even earlier. Amarava Hani Darminch is like people say, Zuza la alala lo shricha. Zuz is never available, you know, to get stuff. Yeah, but just, you know, people need it, you know, for food, for themselves, for other people need it. You know, I'm sorry, I don't have any money, but just to hang it on nothingness and just use it for nothing, just hanging it, not being used at all, or using it on, you know, some craziness. Oh, yeah, it's always available. We have money to waste, but we don't have money, it's always to give to tzedakah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.